I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, December 7th. The average residential property tax bill in Quincy will be rising by an average of $150 next year. Mayor Thomas Koch says he's tapping free cash, stabilization funds, and other funds to help keep the tax increase as low as possible, but says an increase is needed due to rising property values and a $15 million shortfall caused by the pandemic. The Quincy City Council will vote tonight on whether or not to use $5 million from the Community Preservation Fund to buy the former Beachcomber nightclub on Quincy Shore Drive and a vacant piece of land on Harriet Avenue. The city says it would create a passive park at the Beachcomber location and keep Harriet Avenue open space. There were 49 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy as of Friday. With 612 active cases, Quincy is in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map, and there have been 138 deaths. Quincy police are asking for the public's help in locating a man who's been missing since November 12th. 68-year-old Charles McCurdy is described as a black male about 6 feet tall and 150 pounds. He lives on Clay Street and is known to frequent the Wollaston area. Anyone with information is asked to contact Quincy Police. The MBTA Advisory Board is asking the MBTA to reconsider service cuts that are aimed at reducing a $580 million budget deficit caused by the pandemic. The board says service reductions should be considered before service is completely eliminated. A traffic note, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open Monday at 10 a.m. and Tuesday at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, December 7th.